This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk, on demand audio.
Joe here tomorrow night at Busch Stadium. It might be just a little soggy performing with Sting. He's been here quite a bit in the last, I'd say the last 10 years. And if you go back 10 years, this is when I met this guy, Mike Del Judas, who is with us this afternoon. He's part of Billy's band. His story is amazing. He will share it with us this afternoon, and he'll be here tomorrow night at Busch Stadium. Mike Del Judas, welcome back. How are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you?
Fantastic. It just seems like yesterday when we were getting together here in St. Louis, and I think that was like 11 years ago or 10 years ago when you were here the first time and we had a chance to meet.
Yeah, that's when I first joined the band. Yeah, I remember it was a really, really fun time over there.
I tell people all the time, and Fred and I, you know, we share this story every once in a while if Billy's in the news or something comes up. And I tell people all the time that if you would look up, like, Living the Dream in Wikipedia or the encyclopedia, if we still have those, they would see your story, Mike Del Judas, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they certainly would. There's no doubt about that. They're very blessed and very serendipitous type of thing, if you will.
Well, just give me the short, because I know the story, but for folks who don't know the story, just kind of put that in synopsis form. I got all kinds of things to ask you, but just refresh our memories on how Mike Del Judas, who is in this and really has to this day, this Billy Joel, you know, tribute band called Big Shot, ended up in Billy's actual band.
Well, it was to do the Cliff Notes version. I was doing Big Shot, pure Billy stuff for about probably 13 years at that point. Or maybe a little less than that. And then I had a couple of guys that played with Billy. Tommy Burns, Chuck Berge came and joined my band for a while when they weren't on the road with Billy. And then Tommy had mentioned a couple of years in, it was probably 2013, I think, mentioned that Billy was going back out on the road and needed somebody to do rehearsals for him, to sit in and do rehearsals. So I went in and did that. And unbeknownst to me, there was already a plan hatched to get me involved. And before you know it, it was a couple of days into rehearsals and Billy showed up and the rest is history. Bada bing. And they're asking me if I have a passport, this, that, and the other thing. And it was kind of a whirlwind, you know, just a whirlwind situation. And here I am. 11 years later, really grateful.
But it's one thing to kind of be in this band. I think it's a total another thing to evolve as you have with Billy and with this band, because for people who have seen you here in St. Louis, you were here at Busch Stadium a couple years ago, or even the show at Enterprise Center, you get to do some solos. Billy highlights you. So you're just having a blast up there.
Yeah, it's like I said, very fortunate. You know, you step in poop, and this is what happened.
Oh, stop it! Stop it! You're doing great.
It really is. You know, when you're up there and you're doing that kind of stuff, it's very surreal. You know, and looking over and seeing him every night, it's a crazy, crazy experience to be a part of. That's
where,
all I can say.
Where are you on the tour right now? And are the Madison Square Garden shows bad? I tell you what, on a bucket list, that would be to see you guys at Madison Square Garden. It's been a historic run. Are those shows still going on, or have they wrapped?
They wrapped. They finally wrapped. You did the last show a couple months ago. That was a heck of a run, man.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody thought it would go that long. I definitely know he didn't think it would. And I think he just kind of, and we're still going strong now. So, you take every one of those garden dates that we had every month and now just transplant it somewhere else around the country or even around the world. And that's kind of what we're doing. So we're playing a couple of times a month, two shows a month. We're, co-billing as we are,
with Sting,
tomorrow night,
yeah.
With Sting, yep. So, excited, man. That's always a fun one, too, playing with him because, he's a musician's musician. So for us, it's a real good time to go there and watch him play and hear him. And I think we were all very influenced by Sting also. So
doesn't it kind of piss you off that he doesn't seem to age? Although, I watch you on Facebook, too. You don't seem to age either, Mike. I'll tell you that.
Well, a couple of doses of Just for Men, goes... Works wonders. Works wonders.
Let me ask you about Europe. One of my bucket list items was to see the E Street Band in Europe, and I was so lucky last year. I finagled a little trip. I took some listeners to Spain, Mike, and it just so happened, coincidentally, I have no idea how this happened, that the E Street Band was opening up the European tour in Barcelona when I was there. And
Isn't that weird, right? Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But I'll tell you what, it was, I'd heard from so many artists, friends of mine and other people, how unique the European crowds are. And, I'm there in Barcelona with people from all over Eastern and Western Europe who had seen that band many times. They traveled, all over. A lot of Billy's fans do that as well. But those European crowds are unique, aren't they?
They're very different. Yeah, they are. They're very different. They really, really love Billy over there. And I'm sure they love Bruce the same. They have such an appreciation because I guess they don't get to see it as much, in the States. We're bouncing around or we're doing the Garden every month. So people come in and see it if they want. But it's unique to get over there. We did Japan last year, which
that was
a very interesting show. That we talk about interesting audiences. That was very interesting. They have this thing where they love music. You could tell, and they're all very pinpointed on you. And when they like something, they don't cheer like they do in the United States. They all make this sound. It's like a collective sound, and they just go, ooh.
Some of that was evident.
It's a ooh sound.
Yeah, right. But some of that was evident. I'm a huge Cheap Trick fan. If you listen to Budokan, it was amazing because they're kind of singing along, but not to the lyrics. They're providing their own little rhythm section. So that is unique. And I asked friends in Spain because I was with some folks before the show in Barcelona. And I said, well, how, and this was a language barrier. I had a translator there with me because it was a friend. I said, well, how do you guys know all the lyrics? Because they're all singing everything as well. And they said, well, the records came out. We listened to them in our home or in our bedroom, and they sing them over and over again, and that's how they know the words. Makes sense, right?
Yes, phonetically, yeah. I guess you learn it that way. I kind of did that with the opera song that I do with Billy, which is, and yes, I'm Italian. I don't speak Italian. I listened to it growing up. My grandparents used to curse each other in Italian. It was that was fun. But I kind of did the same thing. You listen to it a bunch of times, and all of a sudden, phonetically, you just kind of get it. And then, of course, I delved into the lyric behind it and all that kind of stuff and got more into that. But, yeah, I guess if you listen to something enough in another language, you don't know what you're saying, but you make it sound right.
Absolutely. Is there a different feeling for you as a band member when you have a stadium show compared to an arena show?
People ask this a lot. I have to tell you, I love the stadiums, but, man, you give me a good arena that's packed with energy. And I think I call it the up and out syndrome. We could do 55, 60,000 in a stadium, and the sound, the crowd sound, everything just kind of goes up and out, But when a place is closed, there's something about the energy that stays in the room. Like when we did the Garden, there was nothing like that energy. It was so intense, you thought the roof would blow off. It was, it's like that. So I think it's good. It's never bad. Let's be realistic.
What's
playing
different?
A stadium,
yeah.
It can't be bad, but it's different. Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely different.
How many other projects are you doing right now? One of the things that I remember, you'll have to refresh my memory on the specifics, but didn't you, I think you created a friendship with Kevin James, and didn't you do a theme for one of his TV shows?
Yeah, I wrote a theme song for Kevin Can Wait, which was a few years back now. Also been working with him on some other stuff. We've been getting together, hanging out a bit, you know, doing a couple of little funny podcast type of recording things that we put together. But yeah, and I think there might be some more movie stuff happening in the future. And you know, I got to act a couple of times too on that show also. So I got to make a couple of appearances, and we do some shows together. I'll go to one of his shows, his stand up shows, and we'll do some stuff at the end, or he'll come to mine. He'll come to some of my shows and get out, you know, with me in the audience and crank it up. And he loves to perform. He loves music.
I missed your appearance on the show, but I love Kevin. I've interviewed him a couple of times, and he was awesome. What is, you know, obviously that might have been a friendship that developed out of everything that you've been doing for the past 10 years. Is there a best either musical encounter or celebrity encounter, anything that has been kind of been in front of you that was just kind of mind-blowing, Mike Dill? Maybe all of it is mind-blowing to you, right?
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's so hard. People ask that, and I think it's gonna take a retrospective look when this is all done. And I think I'm gonna look back, and I'm gonna, you know, then go back to videos and pictures and kind of relive a lot of it. When you're in it, you're just kind of caught up in it. There's been so many great artists. I mean, you know, bucket list people that I've gotten to meet and to play with, and you know, obviously none of that happens without Billy. So I mean, it's been an incredible ride, and you know, like Tony Bennett. I mean, you know, you think of all the people I got to see up close, and
that's incredible. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Well, I will be honest with you, Mike, and I don't know if you remember the particulars here, but when we first met, you know, you were here in the studio, and then I go to the show, and you texted me overnight, and you said, "I lost my iPad." Fred and I still have deep regret that we did not hold that iPad, at least, at the very least, hostage, because it could have been very valuable, Mike, so I have regrets about that, unfortunately. But thank you so much for jumping on here. By the way, I have to give you compliments on something else. I checked out your website, which I think is just MikeDellJudas.com, but it's really slick. It looks very cool.
Thank you. Yeah, we've you know, we've gotten away from the, you know, we don't do all Billy anymore, so we kind of took the Big Shot thing off of it. It's just Mike Del Judas now, simply because people with Big Shot, people would assume that they were getting tickets to go see an all Billy music show, and we're doing like a lot of different classic stuff now, different artists, and a lot of original stuff too. So I've been, you know, kind of mixing that in between. So but it's the same band and same vibe, same all of that. We still do a bunch of Billy tunes, so it's not much, you know, not much changed in that regard. But yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I think all I do is I'm on social media now more than anything, so I forget that we actually have a website.
Yeah, I see your Facebook stuff. You post a lot on Facebook, but the website, it really does look good. By the way, the other thing I remember from 10 years ago, I don't know if you remember this.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
because there's been so many shows. But we've shared this one on the air, too. We're sitting there watching that show at the end of Billy's show, and there was a woman that comes out of the crowd and jumps on stage, and she ends up on the piano during a song. Do you remember that?
Oh, God, yeah.
I texted you, and I said, that was a setup, and you said, nope, it was not.
Nope, not a setup. We were shocked. And from what I can remember, we were pretty shocked. And I just kept thinking, is anyone going to tackle her? You know, first of all, is the piano going down? That was number two. You know, is the leg going to break on the piano? Yeah, that was crazy. And that, you know what? I can't remember another time in the last 11 years where anybody jumped on stage. I think that was a one-off.
And it was very smooth. Again, I think the people in the audience thought it was part of the show. Mike, thank you so much. You've been great to me over the years. Have fun in St. Louis. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you so much, Mark. God bless.
That is Mike Del Judas, and you will see him with Billy Joel, and you'll know that it's him because he does a couple of special things during the show. He might sing a little opera, for example, like something like this. Listen. Or he might cover Led Zeppelin here, too. They do a little Whole Lot of Love. And I didn't want to play this because Mike has heard this, but I played this yesterday, and this is great. This is actually Billy talking about how Mike became part of the band.
New guy, Mike Del Judas.
This guy's in a Billy Joel tribute band called Big Shot. We had Big Shot do a sound check for us once. So I go backstage while they're doing this, and I'm hearing this guy singing. I said to one of the road crew, oh, they're playing a tape. No, that's that band Big Shot. I said, no, it's not. I know my voice. That's me. That's a tape. And then it was this guy singing. He plays guitar, plays keyboards, sings harmony great. It's almost as if I'm harmonizing with myself. I asked him to be in the band, and I'm having a good time watching him, seeing what's going on, because he just did a quantum leap.
Yeah, he did a quantum leap, and he's been enjoying that quantum leap now for a decade. Enjoy the show if you're going tomorrow night despite the rain. We're coming back with much more on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there.
If you missed anything, podcast The Mark Reardon Show at 97.1talk.com. Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.